The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Fans of Hell Week will be thrilled to hear the show returns to our screens this Wednesday, September 7th. Ultimate Hell Week, The Professionals will see 20 familiar faces across the entertainment and sports industry take on grueling special forces training. Their vulnerabilities will be laid bare as they face challenges designed by former members of Ireland's elite special forces unit, the Army Ranger Wing. I'm joined now in studio by two of the contestants on the show, former European athletics champion David Gillick and broadcaster and entertainer Paul Ryder. And with these kind of shows, there is often an assumption that you put it on to some degree. So during the outbreak, I was talking to the guys and I said, you know, is it as challenging as it sounds? And do they shout at you a lot? And there was a sort of a shocked look between the guys. I was like, oh, yeah, do they what? This isn't done for the cameras, David. This is proper honest to God hard work.
Absolutely not. It's one of the hardest things I've ever done. And I think when people watch it, you will see, you know, it's 50 minutes an episode. But for us, the reality was it was relentless from the get-go. Literally. The minute it started, there was no let-up. And I've done reality TV before. I did MasterChef years ago, where there was a bit of stop-start.
Yeah, but hang on for a minute. Putting reality TV to one side, you've done the European Championships in athletics. Yeah. Like, surely that should be the hardest thing you've ever done.
Yeah, look, don't get me wrong, that was hard. But this was on a different level. Like, they kept saying to us from the get-go, it was like, you know, we're going to strip you down to your core. We're going to make you look into your soul. All these kind of phrases. And you're kind of going, yeah, whatever. And then it starts. And, like, that's exactly where it goes. You know, it's physically demanding, it's emotionally demanding, it's mentally demanding, but it's also that kind of, like, you know, getting to that spiritual side where you've probably never been challenged, and you're like, it is honestly one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Paul, during the break, you described crying on the first bus.
Yeah, there was so many crying moments. I'm kind of used to television. I'm not a sportsman. I'm not, you know, athletic in any which way. So I'm used to television where they kind of go, okay, I'm a wrapped. And, you know, you've got 15 minutes for break, gang. Lunch is happening. So I genuinely thought that this was going to happen. I thought at some point, crew are going to need to eat, will need to eat. And I kind of thought there'll be some lovely catering van at the back that we're going to, you know, saunter into. No. Yeah, no, that never happened. The glamorous of TV life was left when we ported into Cork, and we took on what was the biggest, as David said, the biggest challenge of my life. Do you know that sort of way?
But do you not all the time think, they can't really hurt me? Do you know, they can't. Like, somebody will sue somebody here if I get properly hurt, so I'm going to be all right.
You sign your life away. I don't know if I can say that, but you do sign a waiver that kind of says, I won't call him out, but somebody, one of the other contestants rang me kind of after the process had finished and kind of said, did you read the contract? And I went, yeah, they said they can kill us. And I went, yeah, that's what we signed up for. And he went, wow, that's crazy. So yeah, and here, we're all alive to tell the tale.
And the people who are doing this, I was going to say with you, but to you might be a better term, they're former Ranger Wing
Rangers,
members.
Yeah, and I've got to be honest, I didn't really know a whole lot about the Ranger Wing in the Irish Army, but
they're a pretty serious bunch of people.
Oh, listen, these guys are on a different planet. It's hard to describe kind of how they operate, but they're so, like, forthright, they're so demanding. They're even how to communicate, it's literally like they'll eyeball you and they tell you once and they expect you to get it. And if you don't, they'll come down on you like so hard. And you're always on edge then. You know, the minute they come in, you have to stand to attention, and they're just trying to crack you. They're trying to challenge you in every way. And like the lack of food, the lack of sleep, you're cold, you're wet. You know, they're just every day, you know, picking at you, every minute picking at you. And that's the thing, you can never, there's no let up. Like, there's no sort of, all right, grand, we can chill out here for an hour, we can get a bit of kip. Nothing like that whatsoever.
So what's the hardest part of it? Because when you talk to people who have gone through actual special forces training, they often talk about it being the tiredness or the coldness or that kind of thing.
I think everyone kind of, you know, your close circle of friends, you told them when you were signed up for it or whatever. And, you know, David might have been the same, where people said to me, oh, God, but you're fit. Like, you're in the gym 5-6 days a week. Like, you're absolutely fine. It has nothing, nothing to do with fitness. It's all mental torture. It's absolute mental torture. So the hardest part about it is dealing with, you know, like the lad said, they're going to crave into your soul. They're going to try and find everything bits about you. That's the hardest bit, because you're coming to terms with all demons and you're just completely out of your comfort zone. You would never do this in real life unless you had to and be a part of the special forces or, you know, that sort of thing.
In a weird way, is it good crack?
Not at all. I wish. And I wish. Everyone said to me, God, you must have had a load of fun. I was like, that's lovely. No, I didn't. But thanks for thinking that.
But it is amazing, like, you know, the group that even from the, you know, when it started, you do kind of get close very quickly. Yes. Because you kind of have to. That's your only kind of way of kind of thinking, right, how am I going to get through this? Right, I need the people around me to support me. And you'll watch it. And even the previous shows, they're watching everything about you. Like how you pack your bags, your water bottle. You know, if that's full, if it's not full, they'll come down on you, how you present yourself. So that's where, like, that the team around you really has to rally. And that comes, and they try and kind of build that up, but then they also try and, like, break it down as well and pitch you against each other. So it's that constant challenge across all those different emotions. And you never really in real life kind of experienced that. No. And that's the challenge.
There was a bit of school about it. Like, there was a bit of school being shouted at, and, you know, the bullying tactics and stuff like that. And you're in with your classmates and stuff like that. But 10 times worse. God, I'd go back to secondary school in a heartbeat. Yeah.
There is a proverb about two guys standing in a clearing and a tiger walks in, and one of the guys bends down to tie his shoelace and the other fella says, what are you doing that for? You can't outrun a tiger. And he says, well, I don't have to. I just have to outrun you. Is there an element of the same thing? Do you find yourself looking, going, there's the weak one. As long as I'm better than them, they'll get in trouble and I won't.
they will try and get you to pit against other people and call out the weak person, which is, you know, it's really strange. It's really hard.
You kind of take that on the chin, knowing that everyone is in the same boat and it's what they're trying to do. I think, it's filmed over the course of a week. I think if you were there for longer, that sort of stuff could really kind of get in on your brain. But because you're kind of just have those 6 days or, you know, 7 days, you're in it, and you're in it with the people who you arrived with, and these people we only met each other the night before we went in to do this. So we weren't like at, you know, at band camp or summer camp having a ball with each other, and then all of a sudden we were thrust into this. We all met the night before.
So what's the legacy, first of all, in terms of that group now? Are you all banded together forever and we'll have reunions every year?
We have a lovely WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
And we're actually very lucky. I think I can say that. We're getting to meet tomorrow for the first time all together to be able to watch episode one ahead of when people will be able to see it on Wednesday. So there'll be some drinks taken and we'll watch it and either cry. You'll probably just find me crying in a corner.
And what about the Ranger guys? Do you get to, and is it all men or the Ranger women?
They're all men.
And at the end of that, do they get to stop being Rangers and say, it's great to meet you personally, let's all go for a pint
tomorrow night, because they're coming along. So
are they coming tomorrow night?
They're coming tomorrow.
Oh god, I'm not going. I never want to see those men again.
The fun has just dissolved out of this.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they act, I suppose, away from all that.
Yeah.
What then about yourself at the end of it? I realise it is only a week, but as David said about Windows to Your Soul, at the end of it, have you an entirely different perspective on yourself? Are you a better person? Are you changed?
I would love to say that, you know, I came down from Lourdes and had an epiphany and all the rest of it, but myself and David were kind of chatting outside. Until I see, you know, content that I know I went through, I have no judgment on it. Right now, you know, I'm very kind of withholding judgment of how I feel about it and how I feel about myself after the experience, which is a bit of a weird one because it's a bit of a soul searching moment.
But are you proud of yourself?
No, not right now. Not right now, because I don't know how I reacted and dealt with certain things and, you know, certain tasks that became. So I'll tell you that after I've seen, you know, the whole experience.
It's a very millennial take. I don't know how I feel about an experience until I watch it back on the television.
It probably is a bit of millennial, but you don't know your experience. Like I was saying to David outside when we were in one of the challenges, I was looking directly at David and I didn't know who he was. I didn't know his name. I didn't know his face. I was like, have you been here the whole time? Like, that's the sort of stuff you go through while you're in there.
What about you, David? Are you a changed man?
I don't know if I'm a changed man. I think, to be honest, like there's probably easier ways of getting your face on TV than going through Hell Week.
That's what I said. Why couldn't we get a call for Dancing with the Stars?
But you know, I'd actually say to Paul, like, to put yourself forward is something in itself, you know, because it is very challenging. And I think, to be honest, like, my personal reason to do it was because I wanted to put myself back in an environment where I was challenged, like I was when I was competing. And, you know, that ended years ago and I kind of thought, is that all gone? Could I ever go back to that place? That really kind of, like, to push myself on. And that's kind of one of the personal reasons I did it. So I think I'm proud that I put myself forward. And it's like Paul mentioned as well, let's see how it's all edited and how we come across.
Well, you'll get to see fairly soon. So again, that is going to be Wednesday, September 7th is when the show hits screens. That was former European Athletics champion David Gillick and broadcaster and entertainer Paul Ryder.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.